This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's Friday, guys. It's Dukes and Bell. We are live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw, hanging out, having a good time.
How was that rain, man?
It was bad.
Freaking tsunami coming up 75, man.
Did people like come to a complete stop knowing people on 75?
Right. Animals walking 2x2 up Cobb Parkway. It was on, man.
Yeah, it was quick, but it was nasty. Yeah. I will tell you this, Atlanta. I'm tired of the rain right now. We can get past this.
Sunny. Thank you for the sunshine. Coming up tomorrow, going to be beautiful. Braves game should be good. Rain should be out for tonight's Braves game.
Good.
And then good weather for Saturday. And Sunday is going to be about 81. Should be great. Can't wait. I got tickets. I got good seats on the first base side for Sunday.
Red Sox?
Yeah, Red Sox. And wear my little Acuna NASA shirt. Stoked, man. Can't wait. Can't wait to see the man. First time back. See a man.
Yeah.
Acuna for life, to paraphrase you.
My Red Sox. Last time I think about the Red Sox being here, and of course, you know, we don't play them all the time, but right. The last stop for Big Poppy, when he came back to town, this was at the TED. This was over at Turner Field, and he came back. And Braves fan gave him, because we knew it was the last time, gave him a nice ovation, you know, and Big Poppy was playing for the Red Sox. That was pretty cool. But I'm curious to see what we do for this homestand, man. We got to take advantage of it. We're going to talk with Grant a little bit later on in the show, more about it and more about the injury situation with A.J. Smith-Shawver and how this may change the approach to the trade deadline, because I think it has to.
Right, unless Bryce Elder, and again, he doesn't have overpowering stuff, as we've said. He's been through the battles, and I was ready to write him off with Sean Newcomb and Folty and Tukey and everybody else who's flamed out. But it seems like he really did find a balance. He was going a solid six innings every start.
Yep.
At one point, the Braves had won four in a row of his starts, and they started conking out offensively. So Bryce Elder, I think he's up for the challenge, man. I'm looking forward to it.
I hope so. Hey, man, coming up in less than 10 minutes, B-Mac's going to join us. Got to give a shout-out to Todd. Todd was answering our poll question. Would you trade a day two pick for Kyle Pitts? And the background on this is, you know, again, do you want to see him with Penix? And if you do, then the answer is no, I'm not looking to trade him. But if the Falcons are at least fielding phone calls that there are multiple teams interested in his availability, which is why we're talking about this, Todd not only says, I do it, but only if it's a third rounder. And then Todd also goes, hey, man, I want to let you guys know you guys sound great. So Todd's listening. Apparently he's out and about, and I want to give him a big shout out. All right, you guys can hit us up as well, 404-726-0929. Come on through if you're in the area, Baird Parkway, Kennesaw, man. We're out here having a lot of fun. Right now, though, let's get to 4th and 1. Lots of stuff going on, guys, including, you know, flag football. And look, when this all came out, Mike, we were kind of like, what's the big fuss? Okay, so NFL players can play. Then we realized how limited these teams are going to be, and then you start thinking about, okay, well, how many guys is that from our team? I don't want any of our guys playing. You're going to hear what Patrick Mahomes had to say in just a second about flag football. But first, Justin Fields believes that being on the Jets, Mike, and what he's seen and what they have, he feels like the team could be really good. You said yesterday you think they're going to let him play, and I say let him loose.
Release the Kraken, right? Let the man do his thing.
I hope they do. I don't think that's what happened in Pittsburgh. I think they tried to protect him, and you saw him.
Or they didn't have the confidence in him. I don't
either,
know.
Either or.
Maybe, you know, Aaron Glenn and his staff, they say, hey, man.
Go play.
You do you, and let's – because, you know, he showed spurts. It wasn't like every game was crap in Chicago. Lord knows, 2 years ago, it was December, he looked like, he looked like Patrick Mahomes. He was making all the throws. He's making all the plays. So we know what he's capable of. It just seems like they just, for some reason, they just never – it was a you know what? Let's be honest. Can we just call it what it is? Arthur Smith is crap without Derrick Henry. How about them apples? Because he didn't do jack here.
No.
And I know he had two bum quarterbacks, but he signed off on one of them.
Yes, he did.
You know?
If Justin balls out with the Jets, Mike, then that conclusion will become a lot clearer.
Right.
Because you're right. The offense has been stagnant in Pittsburgh, and right now they still don't have
a
quarterback.
Do you think Aaron Rodgers is lukewarm on Pittsburgh because of Arthur Smith? Or he's just waiting. He just doesn't want to do any of the mini camp crap. He just wants to plug in August 1st.
I think he wants to play. I don't, Mike, let's be honest. Do you think he cares who his coordinator is right now? He's going to go wherever he's going to go, and they're going to allow him to do what he wants.
It doesn't seem like Pittsburgh's going to bring in half of the washed up Packers on the roster.
Well, yeah, that's a whole other conversation.
Right.
Here's Fields talking about the Jets and how he feels about how the team can be.
I think I can be great, you know, and that's, you know, been the goal for me my whole life, my whole career. So, like I said, you know, I think the sky's the limit. You know, for this team, for this offense, but we do have a long way to go. Like I said, our offense and defense are new, so guys are, you know, really tuned in and locked in and trying to get everything down. But I think, you know, once we do, I think the sky's the limit. I mean, we have, you know, all the guys we need. We have all the talent, so it's really just going to come down to discipline and execution when the game's gone.
I hope he's grown in his stops. You know, he was drafted as a franchise guy.
Right.
The Steelers thing can be humbling. Because remember, they got him, and then they went and got Russell Wilson after. And maybe, Mike, this is the spot where he it shows that, you know, his greatness. We will see. That's Justin Fields. Meanwhile, Patrick Mahomes doesn't want to play flag football. As a matter of fact, here's what he said in regards to, hey, Patrick, would you play for the Olympic team?
It's awesome, honestly, just to be able to showcase the NFL to the whole world through flag football. But I'll probably leave that to the younger guys. You know, I'll be a little old by the time that thing comes around.
I'm going to leave it to the younger guys. Look, he's not the only guy that's going to be like, nah, I'm good. you guys go ahead and go play flag football. And listen, we're not dogging flag football. This is going to be competitive as heck.
Right.
If you guys play in any of these leagues around town, you guys know it's competitive. But I do think when you start adding the element, Mike, of the professionals.
Right.
And you're asking, well, is Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen or Lamar going to be the quarterback? The answer is going to be no.
I don't want to put you on the spot to my man Dominic back at the ranch, Dominator. But if you could pull the greatest flag football quarterback of all time, because as he said, Carl, you might be an NFL quarterback.
At the end of the day, I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game.
And I saw something. I was at the gym, and I saw something, I think it was yesterday, about him, that same guy, talking about it's an insult that flag football is going to have to deal with NFL players vying for their jobs.
This guy's a trip. Oh, that makes me laugh every time.
At the end of the day, yeah. I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game.
And it's the way the guy's at the end of the day.
All right. Well, maybe he's the quarterback.
And by the way, I said this to Carl off the air, and I'm just saying, I mean, you know, do you like biathlon? Do you get excited for that in the Winter Olympics? Are you into taekwondo or table tennis in the Summer Olympics? Trampoline?
No.
Triathlon?
No.
Water polo?
It's fascinating, but no.
Again, so why am I going to give up about this? I mean, just because you wrap it in the American flag, I don't care. Just like 3-on-3 men's basketball.
I didn't watch any of it.
None of it.
I didn't watch any of it. Now, I watched our men's team because we were trying to get the gold, and it got very interesting.
But you got let down by Jimmer Fredette?
I didn't watch any of the 3-on-3. All right. Meanwhile, it is our 4th-and-1 segment, guys, brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Tyreek Hill. Does he have to prove anything to us? Do you think he's lost some of his luster since leaving Kansas City?
A little bit. I think that Tyreek Hill's brand's taken some hits. Now, what happens off the field, he's you know, on the crazy scale, so off the charts would be Antonio Brown. Other end would be somewhere like Juju Smith-Schuster.
Okay.
You know, I mean,
he's in between?
He's somewhere in the – this side of the middle, he's leaning towards Tariq. I mean, Tariq leaning towards Antonio Brown. I laugh my butt off when he says, yeah, man, love this guy. Really excited about Jalen Waddle getting his contract. Pay me. He's really a good dude. He's earned it. Where's mine? You know, this guy's put the work in, more in my envelope. You know, it's just, it's. It, remember a couple of years ago?
Two is better than Patrick.
It needed to be said.
Yes,
so let's
it,
say it.
Yes. It had to be
remember,
said.
At what point it's like, two, it's better than Patrick Mahomes, more accurate. And then just recently asked to give the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL. He forgot about two.
He didn't even add him.
So he's just a wackadoodle, you know, tremendous talent. But I think the brand is slowly going that way.
Tyreek Hill says, I want to prove myself.
Do you want to be a captain in 2025? Do you think you deserve to be a captain again?
I got to prove myself. This OTAs, training camp, I got to prove myself. I got to show up different. The mindset got to be different. So I don't feel like I deserve it. And if I didn't get it, I wouldn't dwell on it. I wouldn't sweat it. You know what I'm saying? Because I put myself in that position. You know what I'm saying? So
one thing I did not like about Tyreek Hill, and this was the thing. You got your bag. You're chilling on the beach in Miami. When things got bad for Miami, you checked out.
Mm-hmm.
He was absent.
Mailed it in.
He was not trying to make plays. It didn't matter who the quarterback was. Didn't matter if Tua was out there or not. He was not playing for the Dolphins last season. And that bugged me. So, when he was asked, do you want to be a captain? And he was like, I got to earn it, and I got to prove myself a different mindset. The mindset is show up all the time. And, dude, you're one of the highest paid wide receivers in the league. That's right. What bugged me most about Tyreek Hill last year. All right, guys, it's Dukes and Bell. Let's talk about one other thing, Mike, and it's the Cowboys, because the Cowboys are always funny to us. Brian Schottenheimer says he wants to build the greatest culture ever.
There's a new sheriff in town, and his name is Brian Schottenheimer.
I want to be the greatest culture in professional sports, and that's saying a lot. I get that, but it's no different than sitting up here and talking about winning Super Bowls. There's a standard. The standard is we want to be the best. And will we be the best culture? I don't know. We're going to try. And will we make mistakes along the way? Absolutely. We'll make mistakes. And then we'll fix things.
Okay. Offensive coordinator for the Cowboys. You could have moved on and gotten something outside of the building. This is more, I don't blame him, because who's going to say no to one of those elite 32 jobs?
You're not.
Jerry Jones did one of his typical Jerry Jones things. It made no sense. And instead of trying to get imaginative and bidding for Ben Johnson, which you should have, he just does status quo and just moves a guy one office over. So, I mean, good luck with Brian Schottenheimer. I will say this. One thing I did saw, I see where he went and he moved Micah Parsons next to Dak in the locker room to try to bring things together.
Yes.
That's good. That makes sense. That's
it does.
Common sense. And look, if color me surprised if he can do something with this team, but it's all on Dak. How do you – see, that's the thing. A guy who's already been there when Dak is stumbling and bumbling – injury took him out, you know, for three quarters of the season last year. But how does he maximize Dak? Because we all know Dak's going to throw for 4,000 yards, then he's going to spit the bit in the playoffs. So how do you fix that?
That is the big thing. Now, they went and traded for Pickens. So you're saying CeeDee Lamb and Pickens on the outside.
That's a pretty good combo.
It is.
Now, is Pickens going to keep his head on straight?
Well, that's the question. Our down the field, you know, vertical passing game should be better. You got a good tight end. We'll see how the running game feels in. Mike, they had two guys that left that offensive line that were super – and one of them's probably going to be a Hall of Famer. Like, they've got some holes.
Right.
I'm more concerned about the defensive side. It's beyond Micah Parsons. So, yeah, I don't know about having the best culture in the NFL. How about just winning when you're supposed to? And last year, let's be honest, they came to Atlanta. We smacked them, and their season was done. Like, from that point on, because Dak got hurt, and then they didn't even play. What was the kid that the 49ers traded?
Oh, Lance, Trey Lance.
They didn't
Never
even play
even saw him.
Him.
Yeah,
and so
Cooper Rush was out there.
That's right.
So now they went and got Joe, the kid, the quarterback from Tennessee. Remember, they traded for him. That's the backup
from New England.
And is it? No, I'm going to screw this up now. But I want to be accurate. But yeah, the Cowboys, like I said, and I don't mean to be mean spirited. It's just a fact. Until Jerry, he's never going to relinquish control. So I just can't see them ever doing anything right. Dak Prescott, Joe Milton out of Tennessee got
big
hurt.
Arm.
He's got. I think he could maybe have a shot, you know, if Dak, because Dak's had a problem staying healthy himself.
All right, coming up, we'll talk to B-Mac. We'll get his thoughts on the Kyle Pitts conversation. Also, lots of other things that are going on around the league. He will fill in the blanks for us. Brian McFadden, two-time Super Bowl champion, joins us next on Sports Radio 92.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The game. Yeah. Happy Friday, everybody. It's Dukes and Bell. We're hanging out at Twin Peaks. We just heard an incredible story. Mike and I were reminiscing about how lucky we've been to not fall through a ceiling, as one of our good listeners was just showing us some pictures. Yeah. Look, it's that time of year, guys.
Home improvements. Yeah. In this case, our buddy works in the HVAC business. But, all of a sudden, if you're hanging out at that house, our boy Tinker fell through the roof, through the ceiling like the Kool-Aid man. Instead of a wall, he came through the ceiling. Oh, yeah.
Just lucky to not be injured anymore. Right. Hey, man, let's spend some time with our buddy B-Mac. And, again, his camp's coming up. We'll talk more about it here at the end to get some more information. B, I hope you're getting some real progress on that, because I'm excited about the camp that's going to happen here coming up over at Milton High School. But I want to ask you about Kyle Pitts. There's a report out that Mike and I were talking about where the Falcons are fielding calls, and apparently there are, you know, more than one team interested in seeing about his availability. Right. Would you trade Kyle Pitts if you're the Falcons, B-Mac?
Yes, I would. I would. And here's why. Clearly, the compensation has to make sense for the organization. But just entertaining the opportunity to trade Kyle Pitts, it makes all the sense in the world, because when you look at Kyle Pitts, outside of his rookie campaign, he hasn't really lived up to the billing, you know, because of injuries and not just being involved in the offense. Whatever reason you want to throw out, it just hasn't come to fruition like many thought it would be. But Carl, we talked about this last week. You know, if Kyle Pitts if 2025 is a resurgence of his career, if he has 800 yards receiving, 8 or 9 touchdowns, he's going to ask for a massive contract, a contract in a high level in terms of the tight end position. And you said last week that you wouldn't entertain paying him that. Right? So understanding that could potentially be a realistic opportunity for Kyle Pitts. If you're Atlanta and the compensation is definitely up to your liking and what you would get in trading Kyle Pitts, I really do believe you have to consider doing so.
Yeah, I don't know if we'd ever get what we wanted. And it's funny, as we've talked to you about him now so many years, And Bryant, you know, is it the play calling? Is it the lack of effort? Is it, you know, 2 of his 4 years he had bums at quarterback? So, I mean, there's no, to me, cut and dry answer. But regardless, you're the fourth overall pick. You're supposed to be better than that at the end of the day.
Exactly. And when you get, when you were drafted, when he was drafted where he was, the expectations were overly high. You know what I mean? Being a top five player at that position, people are anticipating you coming in having the Brock Bowers type of effect. Not just a one-year type of situation, but being consistent in that Travis Kelce range, in that George Kittle range. Hey, look at what Sam LaPorta has been able to do for the Detroit Lions when he's been healthy. Wasn't drafted as high as Kyle Pitts, but those were the expectations for Kyle Pitts. And even after year two and year three, people in Atlanta were still hoping for that type of production. And to your point, you haven't really lived up to the billing. Now, for Atlanta, they picked with the fifth-year option, of course, and because of that, he's still a part of the team. So I think the organization is still hoping they can get a glimpse of what he did his rookie campaign. But if there's other teams that's willing to give up the assets that you would like to receive in return, I don't think you say no to that. I actually think you need to consider that option.
Kyle Pitts, by the way, 13th in yards, 22nd in overall receptions.
But Mike, it's the other numbers that jump out at you when you start talking about Pitts. And I'll just give you an example, because this is kind of our conversation. And when we talk about the Falcons today, OTAs have happened. They'll get back to, you know, OTAs next week and then mandatory minicamp. But when you start saying, okay, how open was he? And this is not coming from me. This is coming from, you know, reports that were out there during the season. When you start saying, okay, was he open? Because Mike and I discussed this, you know, B, and we say, is he open? 41 of 43 tight ends to get open per tracking data. So he was the 41st out of 43 tight ends at getting open? Not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 41st?
That goes back to what Greg Olsen said on national TV about him.
So, like, stuff like that, you start to wonder, okay, well, what about the yak, yards after catch? He was 55th in the league. Like, those are things that you feel like you should be getting more production from Kyle Pitts.
Exactly. And those are, you know, a few of the reasons why I think you should entertain what other teams are offering. Because his skill set should not warrant those numbers. Those numbers, no. I'm talking about a guy who came out running 4.4. I'm talking about a guy who dominated SEC. I'm talking about a guy who is a 6.5, 6.6 receiver that has the ability to create separation. But something has happened between year one and from what we saw last year in year four. And I said this last week, when you talk about the inconsistencies with Kirk Cousins a year ago, and even when Michael Penix jumped into the lineup at the end of the season, the inconsistencies at the quarterback position didn't hurt Drake London for having an outstanding career. I mean, outstanding season in 2024. The inconsistencies that some people want to hint to did not hurt Darnell Mooney for making plays. Heck, even Ray McCloud showed up. But there's something about Kyle Pitts that seemed to be disengaged with the offense. You know what I mean? And outside of that touchdown against the Commanders, you know, he didn't really have any signature plays in 2024.
Yeah, we talked about the two touchdowns down in Tampa. That's arguably his best game as a pro. Our man B-Mac, Brian McFadden, guys, two-time Super Bowl winners. We're live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Post-June 1st is when everybody starts to move, save some loot. Dolphins will save just under $6 million if they get Ramsey off the roster. Who's going to trade for Jalen Ramsey? I know we've asked you about this before with us. Is Jalen Ramsey still an elite corner in this league?
You know what? I wouldn't say elite, but I definitely would say he's still a really, really good corner. I think he's a good corner that could really improve the entire defense. The thing I love about Jalen Ramsey, we can talk about the coverage side of things, but he is a willing participant in tackling. This is a guy that loves to tackle the ball carrier, and he boosts the morale and the energy of a secondary. I'm still confused about why Miami is trying to trade him. I mean, they lost Javon Holland to free agency. Now you're moving your best corner. That doesn't make any sense. It's almost like the Miami Dolphins are forcing a rebuild, especially on the defensive side. But if I'm Atlanta, I entertain that. You know, if I'm the Rams, and clearly we're hearing, you know, some rumors being thrown out that the Rams are really entertaining trying to bring Jalen Ramsey back to L.A. And if you're Raheem Morris, you know exactly what type of player he is. Now, that salary is extremely hefty, you know, for this upcoming season because I think he signed an extension with Miami last summer. So clearly there's a lot of money that's commanded for him if you pick up Jalen Ramsey via trade. But, you know, if there's a way to kind of finagle some of the moves and monies and maybe have Miami eat some of that contract, I mean, if you're Atlanta, no question, man. Now is the time, man. If you're Terry Fontenot, you can't continue to miss the playoffs in a below-average division. You can't. Like, New Orleans, rebuild. Carolina's still trying to figure things out. It's basically a one-team division in the NFC South, and it's Tampa. And Tampa has really outkicked their coverage when you look at how consistent and dominant they've been. So if you're Atlanta, if you're Terry Fontenot, you got to exercise every option that's available for you to improve your team to try to get to the playoffs. We kind of saw that aggressive mentality in the draft, you know, when they traded back in to get James Pierce. Keep that same mentality now in the offseason if there's a player that can actually help your team.
B, you played for the Steelers. Look, there are certain organizations, Packers, Steelers, Ravens, 49ers have done this, where there's a sense that, you know what, they know what they're doing, and it doesn't matter what players they end up getting or drafting. And then you think about, you know, organizations like Cincinnati. And I bring this up because Trey Hendrickson says he's dug in. They're not coming off of any money for him right now, and I don't think they're going to pay him. What was the impression when you were in the league of Cincinnati? Because I don't know. Were they good when you were playing those guys? I mean, they had some great players, but, you know, it was always like they never wanted to go the extra to really go all out and make the team what it should be.
To your point, Carl, Mike, yes, it had good players, but they weren't a winning organization. And the mindset for the Cincinnati Bengals when I got drafted in 2005 were they were overly cheap. They were bargain shoppers, but they were cheap bargain shoppers. I remember when I got drafted in 2005, guys, Cincinnati didn't even have an indoor facility. Mm. So when it was cold outside in November, December, January, they didn't have the option of going inside to get a good practice. They had to endure the conditions outside. Think about that. Think about being a northern organization for forever. And we're talking about 2005, 2006. You don't have an indoor facility? That tells you how cheap the organization has been. And yes, they've dispersed money over the last few years, but they still have that cheap mantra with them. Right. If you're Trey Hendrickson, you had 17 and a half sacks a year ago, which led the NFL. This year, your salary is $15 million. You had more sacks a year ago than what you're supposed to receive in salary. Why would anyone think you would come show up for the organization when your per-year salary is $15 million? And don't forget this. In 2023, he had 17 sacks as well. So the last 2 years, this guy has reached 17 sacks, playing a part of a below-average defense, being the only guy you really got a game plan for, and you still get the numbers. And he's begging for money. He was trying to get a contract a year ago. Him and Ja'Marr Chase, remember, in the summertime. But he became the ultimate professional. He tapered those feelings. He came to the camp, had an outstanding year. Now he's doing the same thing. So to your point, Carl, no, they're not going to pay him what he's looking for. The only way this gets resolved, if Trey Hendrickson lowers his financial expectations, if he says, you know what, I don't want to get the market value for pass rushers, you can go ahead and give me X amount of dollars, I take it. Because they're not going to give him what the pass rusher market is right now.
Right. Hey, before we cut you loose, Meng, you did play with the Steelers. We just talked about Brian Schottenheimer. We played some audio earlier in the show, new coach of the Cowboys. Is Pickens going to be flying straight down in Dallas? And is this the offense going to be dynamic? Or is, you know, Dallas will be a great regular season team and just gack it in the playoffs again?
You know what, Mike? I really hope this is an eye-opening experience for George, where he can just be dialed in and focused, because he's an ultra-ly talented player. You don't question that. You don't question his mentality. He's a baller, man. It's just some of the other antics made him expendable for Pittsburgh to move on for him. But if he's dialed in, CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens will be a top three duo of wide receivers in the National Football League, and they won't be three. If he's dialed in, because you can say whatever you want to say about Dak Prescott and the playoff woes. When Dak has been healthy in the regular season, they've won ball games, and he's put up numbers. He's put up numbers. And a year ago with the Cowboys, there were a lot they were dealing with. Dak Prescott got injured. You know, Micah Parsons missed time. So many players on all three levels of the defensive side was missing with injuries. So it was a tough year. But if they can stay healthy and George Pickens is there, he's dialed in, man, that offense could be one of those offenses when you look at it at the end of the season, you're like, wow, that's one of the great offenses. Now, will that lead to a championship-like one? I'm not saying that, but I'm just talking about in terms of regular season matchups. And get this, guys, we don't have to really wait long to see exactly how this thing is going to look in Dallas. Thursday night, they got who? Philly. They got Philly. So we're going to get everything we want to see the first week of the season when Dallas traveled to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Great stuff, B. As always, enjoy the weekend. Real quick before we go, tell the people how they can contact you about the camp that's going on in Milton with the DBs.
Yes, sir. Please hit me up, man. I've already been receiving some inquiries about the camp from last week. It's June 7th and 8th. We're planning on having a symposium on Friday to talk some about NIL opportunities, you know, trying to understand and know questions to ask these coaches in terms of prospects, you know, for the guardians and the loved ones that's overseeing and helping these prospects, you know, make the best decision for them in terms of universities to attend and, of course, NIL and how to set up certain financial portfolios. And then we're on the grass on Saturday. Hit me up on my social media, BMAC_sports talk, sources, the same handle. Hit me up if you want any information, and it's free for rising ninth graders to rising seniors. Anyone in this area who love the backpedal, who want to continue to excel and become a better corner, safety, nickel, whatever the case may be, we're going to have NFL pros, man, former NFL players, you know, constructing each session, each station, and trying to make sure you guys get the best that you need to be able to be at for your season, for your team this upcoming year.
Make sure you contact BMAC, guys. And again, we'll be out there. It's going to be a lot of fun. B, have a great weekend, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
You know, when I was a corner, they tried me a corner like one day at practice.
You could backpedal?
Yeah, we had a scrimmage against Levittown Division, and I got burned. And this guy was going by me. I just reached out and tripped him. And that was that's done. No more. It's
hey,
not
man.
For you.
Coming up, we got Yeah Man, No Man. We're live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. We are talking about this Kyle Pitts situation. We're going to get back into it. BMAC says if he's the Falcons, he would trade him. He would look to trade him. Also coming up, man, the Dog Report, Greg Sankey, more feedback and certainly a fallout from what happened this week. And Mike Shams says it's going to be a crazy offseason in the NBA. Does that include our Hawks?
Are we
going to
be a part of the craziness?
You're crazy, man.
I like you.
We're coming back. It's Dukes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bell.
It is Dukes and Bell. We are live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Got some great folks out here, Carl. Some good listeners. Pretty funny. I was just up at the Indy for the 500 and want to give a shout out. My man right here, he works for a company. You know, we hear about the guys on the morning show, Squid Billy and Mike Johnson, doing those race simulators.
Yeah.
They build these rigs. It's called SimCraft. They're based right down the street in Kennesaw.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And when I was up at Indy, at the Indy 500, they just put like millions and millions of dollars into the museum. They have 8 simulator stations now at Indy.
So you can drive the car.
You can drive the car. And so these guys are right down the street. You never know what's going on in your backyard. You know, one block off of Barrett Parkway. It's pretty cool.
That is. I had no idea either, man. Awesome. Thanks for coming out here, man. Appreciate you. And good to see you guys. Come on out. We're out here until 6 tonight. Coming up, we're going to talk about what's going on with Greg Sankey. You know, you talk about the bad guy.
He's Darth Vader, man. Or is he Lord Palpatine?
One of the two. I don't know which is worse right now because he is the face of this change in college football. Also, the change around the NBA. Is it going to be a crazy offseason? We'll get into this because Shams is saying it will be, and get back into what happened in the Eastern Conference Finals last night. Right now, though, let's get to Yeah Man, No Man. Day-Day's been on vacay all week. Tomorrow, by the way, is his birthday. I hope he has a great day. But our man Dom, the Dominator, has been in all week.
Yeah.
Crushing it. And Dom, what do you got for us today, man?
All righty. So I got a few things for you all. I am going to keep a few of these sports-related first things first. Obviously, we've talked a lot about the Falcons and some of the moves they could be making, obviously Kyle Pitts and stuff. But one other report NFL-wise came out that the Minnesota Vikings gave a contract extension to their general manager. My question to you all, Yeah Man, No Man, if the Falcons make the playoffs, Terry Fontenot could be the next GM getting a contract extension.
1 year out of 5? Is that good enough? I mean, you had nothing but top 10 picks.
Yeah, look.
Until this year, I don't know about that. Tap the brakes on that.
Tap the brakes. Adolfo Mensah is the general manager with the Vikings. He's done a terrific job. Listen, they drafted well. He's taking care of the guys they needed to take care of. He moved on from Kirk Cousins when everybody said, oh, you shouldn't. And then you go sign Sam Darnold, who everybody thought was a joke, and you still win 14 games or whatever last year. He's done a really good job, man. And it feels like he knows what he's doing up there. I'm with Mike. It'd be great to go to the playoffs. Let's take it one step at a time, Dom. Can we win the division? Can we go to the playoffs? Can we make some noise? And then let's have this discussion, I don't know, maybe next February, about whether or not he's deserving. And I'm talking about, you know, our general manager of a contract extension. Because, again, when you start talking about this, and the reality of it is, folks, if our owner and Arthur Blank feels like the direction of the team, even if we may not win a Super Bowl, but the direction of the team is moving in the right way, he probably will give him an extension, Mike. But you're talking about at a minimum 5 years. And then if you move on from him, you got to cut a check.
Again, slow your roll.
Yeah, let's wait.
I got to see it. Fair. I like with Pitts. Prove it. Prove it to me, man.
That's fair.
But the playoffs, but let's say this. No playoffs, it's a no-brainer. The answer's easy. Right. Playoffs, we can have the discussion.
And by the way, a lot of guys hit us up on the text line about, you know, Terry, because – historically, Falcons general managers generally want to hold on to the guys they've drafted in the first round.
Yeah.
To basically trade a guy going into his fifth year that you selected fourth overall, you're basically throwing up the white flag that you blew it. So, I mean, you're signaling that to the NFL. You're signaling that to Arthur Blank, the fan base. So that's why I don't think we're going to trade Kyle Pitts.
No, I don't either. I've said all along that, and again, this we didn't start this rumor. It's out there.
It's a guy. Like it's a respected journalist who's been out there, and where we talk about
it. But I'm with you. Look, I've said all along I don't think they're going to trade him. But the idea is they're fielding calls about him. You should be hanging up the phone at this point. We should know. We should feel so confident about Kyle Pitts that they shouldn't be fielding any calls. But yet they are.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying. He's young enough. You don't trade young, talented guys who are playing at a high level. Those guys are off the table. And that's not what we're talking about here. So either way, but I also think, Mike, you could look at that and say, give them some credit. moving on from guys that are not going to be a part of your future plan and you realize they're not as good as you thought they were, okay, I'm okay with that. So, you know, as I said, maybe I have to back off some of the stuff that we've said about our GM. Either way, the whole extension thing, slow your roll.
All righty. Next up here, this one is a little selfish. If you all have heard me, you know that I'm a huge Steeler fan. I do not hide my fandom. However, I saw a report, and I'm a little scared. There's a guy named Zachary Smith who covers the Steelers, and he put out a report earlier today that after trading George Pickens, the Steelers have interest in current UFL wide receiver Chase Claypool.
Again?
Yeah, man, no, man. I just need to have no faith in this upcoming season for the Steelers.
Wait, did he play for them?
Yeah.
Wasn't Claypool the guy who said he was a top five receiver?
It needed to be said.
Yep.
He's a bum. He's the one that the Steelers basically fleeced the Bears to get him. It was on the cusp of the first round. It was like the 33rd pick.
Ended up being Joey Porter Jr.
Right.
This would be a monumental mistake. You can't go back to Claypool. Claypool's not any good. What's he going to do for the Steelers? Like, they got guys in the building right now that are better. Yeah, I'm with you, Dom. I don't know if I have any confidence in that.
Between this and Aaron Rodgers, I'm at my wit's end.
Well, Aaron could make you better if he behaves. And what I mean by that is he going to do all the extra stuff, Mike? Is he going to be on the TV shows and the McAfee and do all the – because my thought process is if he goes to Pittsburgh, Tomlin's like, look, I don't need you doing all that. I just need you here. And if he wants to do all that extra, it may take away from what he can be with the Steelers.
I agree. All right. Next up here, you guys know me. I like my TV shows. I like my movies. King of the Hill is getting a revival. Season 14 coming out August 4th on Hulu. Yeah, man, no, man. We are in. For King of
the Hill. I'll tell you what, man. Boom Howard's ready for you to watch it. TV, get it back on there, man. You know, stream it, man. Put it on the cable.
But yeah, I love. I just spent 3 days up in Indianapolis with a guy who sounds just like King of the Hill.
Hank.
I'll tell you what. This here neighborhood's pretty darn convenient. You can walk to bars, got a liquor store, even got a vinyl record store over there. Yeah, I loved Mike Judge's King of the Hill. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, watched it religiously when it first started. Obviously, like anything, kind of fell off. I don't know what season, but it's one of those shows, Dom, that if it's on and I'm flipping through, I'll stop because I'm always laughing. It's like The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Simpsons still make me laugh. Right. I just, you know, and they've been on 30 years. It's like, it's just what it is.
Remember the one there at the car show and Dale Earnhardt, the real Dale Earnhardt did the voice? Because there's this beautiful car they're giving away and Hank goes, ain't that a beauty, Bobby? And Bobby's meanwhile is rubbing the velvet rope. It's so soft. And then later on, Dale Earnhardt's there, and he goes, ain't she a beauty? They got Earnhardt to go, this rope is so soft.
Yes. Yes.
Anyway,
great show.
I know. I think I remember that, but I love it.
All right. Last one before we get out of here. This one is still movie related. 28, I believe, years later is now the one that's coming out. It's about the zombie movie with Cillian Murphy and stuff from the originals.
Yeah, man.
However.
You not seen you've not seen the trailer?
For what?
You didn't see the trailer? Yeah, 28
years later.
When you went and saw Mission Impossible, there wasn't a trailer for 28 years?
Oh, I don't guess. I guess it's not.
It's the extension of so 3 decades later, the original zombie movie in England.
Oh.
And Ralph Fiennes is in it.
No, I didn't see that. I did not
Danny
see that
Boyle's
previews.
And Dominic, is Danny Boyle directing it?
Yeah. Everyone's coming back. Cillian Murphy's going to be back in it. Like, it's
I did not see that.
Now,
wow. I'm in for that.
I did see something, though, about this film, and I wanted to get you all's opinion. Because I saw that certain scenes in this film were shot all using iPhones. They've used like 400 iPhone cameras.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, man, no, man. Filmmakers are just getting lazy and cheap. What are we doing? Get the real cameras.
Well,
get the IMAX stuff.
According to the Apple commercial, I could shoot a movie with my iPhone.
That's true. Look, Dom, it's about these production costs, right? I mean, like, people don't realize, I don't think the average guy realizes how much it costs to just make a movie. That's why, you talk about getting all these people involved, these executive producers. If Mike and I could do a movie on our iPhones, we would.
Yes.
If you told me the profit margins were $100 million.
Right.
So, you know, right. I'm willing to try and do that. The quality might not be, whatever you think it should be. But
well, I think we got a great telenovela.
Yes.
Your wife being seduced by the contractor with no shirt on.
That's a great.
What was that dude's name?
No, not Jose. It was Pedro.
Carl comes up, Pedro, put on a damn shirt.
Pedro. Yeah, man. Look, I'm all for it. Good stuff, Dom. Yeah, man, Mike's right. The iPhone does claim you can make movies. And I know there's some people that have tried to do that. You still have to have the editing machines and all that stuff, don't you? Or at least the programs?
Yeah, you got to know how to do all that stuff.
Yeah, that's the extra stuff. Hey, man, we're coming back. Knicks are back in the series. We've got a Stanley Cup Finals. Braves back at home to take on the Red Sox. But when we return, he has become the face. And I don't know if it's good or bad for the conference. We'll talk about it coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.